my main practice, meditation practice, is counting the breath and returning to the breath. I've gone through all kinds of considerations about the breath and breathing and how boring it is and how important it is and all these things. And so a friend of mine is into the Gurdjieff teachings called The Work, and I get together with him once in a while, and they have a very similar kind of understanding as some of our Buddhist teachings. And so this book is by the, I guess you call it, the successor to Gurdjieff, whose name was Jean de Salzman. And I don't know who put it together or how. They don't tell you very much, but it's a series of her journals that they must have collected after she died in 1990. And so these are her reflections on different subjects at different times, I guess, in her life and in different times in her practice. So if you can imagine yourself after your meditation or while you're, you know, pondering your practice and so forth, just reflecting on what it means to focus on the breath, this is kind of what this is. And it may sound a little bit repetitive because they're taken, you know, I guess, from different entries that she made. But to me, there's a very encouraging sort of process and understanding that occurs through returning to the breath. I participate in life through breathing. I feel I am in my breathing. It is the way I exist. But I do not trust it. I do not let myself breathe naturally. I inhale, but I never exhale fully. I want to intervene, unable to accept this movement of life as it is. I need to observe whether I breathe from the chest or from lower down, from the diaphragm, and see what is not right with my breathing. I do not let the breathing take place freely. Either I resist or I force it to be more complete. In both cases, it is an intervention, and even if I know what is needed and try, I never succeed completely in letting it be. Even when I believe I am simply watching the breathing, I intervene. It is my way of watching that is not right. I cannot prevent my eye from believing that it is more intelligent than the life force contained in my breathing. I do not know what I am when I breathe. I do not see that the act of breathing is always modified by images, ideas, and emotions that come from the ego. I must learn to let my respiration take place so that its rhythm is not modified. I have to come to a state in which my habitual eye does not intervene. I will never succeed in this without feeling the center of gravity in my abdomen. It is a real event to let the breathing take place by itself on its own. I participate in something larger. I am part of this experience, which transforms me. The perceptible breath is not the true breath. That is, the current which animates inhalation and exhalation. We are aware of the air, but not the current, which is imperceptible. It is a kind of magnetism that produces the action and touches the essential parts of our being. Inhaling and exhaling do not proceed in a straight line. It is more like a circle, a wheel with radiations that touch all parts of the body. We do not see the action of the breath on the body, the radiation. In reality, this current puts the body in contact with all the levels of being. As I come to feel unity, I will experience a need to breathe more consciously. In becoming conscious of the act of breathing, we will understand better the laws governing life and how serving them brings meaning to our existence. Real understanding of respiration comes through the experience of different stages. The first stage is to become conscious of the physical breathing and to let it be. the respiration goes on by itself. If it is tight, and originates in the chest rather than the diaphragm, this shows that I am tense and confined in my ordinary eye. I do not allow the breathing to come and go freely. I take in the air, but do not allow complete exhalation, as though I were afraid of not receiving enough air. The first thing to learn is to let the breathing be without the intervention of my ordinary eye. I have to let the breathing move lower in the body and let the air go out entirely. The second stage in breathing is to exercise not only the body but oneself. I no longer place emphasis on exhaling completely, but instead let myself go with the exhalation. I relax not only my shoulders and chest, I relax the whole of myself. I see that my usual respiration reflects a false attitude of my I. It is not my body, but I who is not breathing in a right way. In working, I discover that all my manifestations and mental attitudes block the flow of the breath. It is like a resistance to the fundamental rhythm of life, a fear of losing myself, a lack of trust in life. The third stage will be to experience that it is not I, but it, the universal being, which is breathing, and to see that breathing is a fundamental movement of a living whole. We learn to become conscious of life and of the being incarnate in us, conscious of a rhythmic order in which we are included. This is not to observe from outside, holding ourselves apart, but to be one with the experience and be transformed by it. Usually it cannot transform us because we cut ourselves off from reality, lost in our ordinary eye. True consciousness is buried and plays only a secondary role. We must let all our images and preconceived ideas dissolve in order to become aware of its source. We have to let consciousness emerge and play the principal role. Then one can live according to one's being. This active recognition of the life within brings a sense of obligation to listen to consciousness, to change and live according to what we understand. Finally, a man or woman comes to submission and trust in life and the self. He gives himself up to the cosmic movement of ebb and flow, understanding with his whole being that all forms are created in the void, in silence, and are reabsorbed once they have fulfilled their role. He understands that he finds himself in losing himself. He becomes free from certain subjective limits, but realizes that his self is a responsible participant in the great life of the universe. He participates in the whole. Thank you.